From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Walters.
What an incredible first hour of radio. All of you Walking Dead fans, I'm talking to you, even though I know you bailed to watch The Walking Dead. Now, I'm not going to tell you I hold you. I'm not going to say pox on you. It's the season finale. I get it. I'm a huge Walking Dead fan, and I've been up against that hour of radio for the entire 7 years of the existence of The Walking Dead. So I completely understand that you had to do that. I know you're listening right now on podcast, or maybe you've got one of the headsets or something in your ear, something like that. But regardless, I'm not going to hold you accountable today. I promise I won't do that. But I've got an amazing hour lined up for you today. AWR Hawkins for three segments, and then we've got Dr. John Adine calling in segment four. I needed to give him just a little bit of time. And we're going to start off with a happy ending story, because it just doesn't get any better than happy ending stories. What are happy ending stories? Good guy wins, bad guy loses. Look, if the bad guy dies, that's his problem, her problem. They put themselves in that position. That's not my problem. That doesn't mean that I can't pray for their soul. It just simply means they earned their demise. They should have picked a different line of work. It's not my fault or the good guy's fault that those individuals get killed when they're breaking into your home or trying to steal your stuff or trying to attack you and take your watch. No. The object, when you defend yourself, is not to kill somebody. It's to stop the attack against you. If their death results from that, there's only one person to blame: them. And we're going to start off with A.W.R. Hawkins, the great Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. You know, that crazy, whacked-out alt-right site that the left just hates. AWR, how you doing, man? Great to have you here, as usual.
Oh, doing great, buddy. Great to be with you.
Hey, let's start with this, because you got a great one out here. I have to tell you, when I saw the headline, I laughed. I did. I got a chuckle. Suspect dressed in black allegedly kicks in Marine veteran's door, does not live to tell. You want to tell the story?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it was Thursday. It was 3 a.m., and the retired veteran Marine had come home from a late shift. He said he was still setting up in his living room when someone started kicking in his door, and he ends up, it's two suspects dressed in black, and he fights them. So he goes on to, you know, he's into a fight with them. His son hears the commotion, comes out. I believe his son's 29 years old. Son comes out of the back room, shoots them both, kills one right there, and the other one he wounds critically, shot him multiple times. And to me, the point was, after it was over, the veteran, just cool as a cucumber, said, look, a lot of veterans live in these apartments. If you come in here, you don't know who's got a gun. You know, basically sending the message, you know, you should have picked another apartment complex. But that's it. But as you say, that story ended right. That veteran is able to go on about his life, and his son didn't have to do funeral plans and this and that. That veteran goes to work the next day. He lives right, like a free man, and that's how we're supposed to live in this country.
You know, I think I read you the email. It's been a while, a couple months back maybe. But, you know, I got an email from a guy, a very thought-out email, and I really appreciated the email. Some, you know, born and raised Catholic, moral problems with the death. When it said, I seem to be celebrating the death of someone else. And I want to make that clear, A.W. I'm not celebrating someone's death. And I know you aren't either. What we're celebrating is victory, that the victim, we're celebrating the victim survived
right,
what would have been a deadly encounter.
Right.
Yes, death may result. Please explain that from your perspective.
Right. Well, these two guys come in. One of them has a lead pipe in his hand. So they weren't coming in there to sell Girl Scout cookies or exchange recipes. But they were coming in there to do some damage. So the person who emailed you, I say to them with all respect, because I want them to be convinced of the truth. So I'm saying this with all respect. You have to understand, in these situations, someone is going to die. Now, the intruder's intention is that the occupant of that residence is going to die. So that's how this is set up. It's a game plan. We're going to go in. We're going to kill the occupant. I covered the ex-girlfriend whose ex-boyfriend kicked in her door. He planned to kill her. That was in Detroit, but her brother was there. the brother shot him and killed him. But see, what the emailer has to understand is in that scenario, the ex-boyfriend had a gun and he had a plan. He was going to kick in the door. He was going to kill somebody. So see, somebody is already going to die. That's part of the plan. What we celebrate is that the law-abiding citizen is able to take that game plan, not simply stall it, but literally do a 180, turn it on its head, so that when that guy comes through the door, then the life that's lost is his. But I think it's important to understand, as I say, there's already a life that's going to be lost. That's part of the plan. These people aren't kicking in doors to figure out if you're using DirecTV or Dish. That's not why they're doing it. They're kicking in doors because they're going to take life and they're going to take valuables. And the law-abiding citizen who defends his or her life and the life of their family is simply altering that plan a little bit by being wise and being prepared. I don't see any way to criticize them for it.
I'm with you 100%. Well said. Eloquent. That's the best explanation I've ever heard given. I get the question a lot. Are you celebrating someone's death? No. Not at all. I don't know how many times. Gosh, I wish I had a dollar, AWR, for every time I've said the object of self-defense, successful self-defense with a firearm, in this case on Armed American Radio. Well, you can take it to any self-defense, but we'll focus on the firearm usage here, is your survival. Your survival. It's not to kill. We don't train to kill. We train to stop an attack. We train to stop a threat. Yes, it's a deadly tool, and it may cause that person's death, but you just nailed it. Someone made the decision. So let's put it in perspective for the listener, right? You've got a man and his son at home. Someone they don't know about, have no information on, has made a decision that their life is going to end, and they don't even know it until
right.
The door gets kicked in.
Right.
Look, evil exists.
Right.
And AWR, you've written about some horrible crimes. How evil can evil be?
Right, it can be super evil. And I don't say that in a blatant fashion or flippantly. Here's what people have to understand. You've restated it perfectly, but they have to really think about it. When these people attack, they have already planned on taking that person's life. Now, if that person, instead of fighting back, if that person allows themselves to be killed, that's called pacifism. And I know a lot of people have talked through the years, have tried to say that that's Christianity. I'm sorry, but it's not. That's not, pacifism is not Christianity. And the idea that you can't defend your life is not Christianity. And people that want to understand that should read Leviticus a little bit, read how they explain the value of life there. In Leviticus, and I believe it's chapter 24. I've done some reading on this. I believe it's 24, could be 26. But they talk about how if you take the life of an animal, that life can be, there can be some type of repayment via money. But if you take the life of a human, the only thing that will repay that is the life of the killer, that his life must be taken. And that's just a Christian view. And when these people come in, and their plan is to take a life, or even worse in the case of women, perhaps to take their dignity before they take their life, you have to be able to look at this clearly and go, you know what the solution is? You give that woman a Glock 43 and some good hollow points and give her some training. That's the solution. And when they kick in her door, they will wish they'd kicked in the door down the hall.
AWR, ladies and gentlemen, this is why AWR contributes to this program. You can read this stuff at Breitbart, Breitbart.com. Everything he writes, not a day goes by I don't read everything that he's penned. Not one day goes by. He is one of my main sources of research. Shh, don't tell anybody. I'm sure you figured that one already out. But AWR puts this in a perspective, like you just heard, that you're not going to get anywhere else. You're simply not going to get it. AWR, you know, these are terrible things to have to talk about. And you would think at some point in time, and the next segment, we're getting ready to take a break. In the next segment, we're going to go back to that Oklahoma AR-15 shooting because one of the relatives of the dead criminals is out now saying that this should have never happened. He should have never been shot and killed. It's just patently absurd. We'll go there and get your perspective on that in a minute. But, Bobby, what are we looking at time-wise? 30 from now? Okay, we'll go ahead and pull this out. AWR, when you talk about these things, don't you think at some point in time, in 20 seconds, that a criminal is going to say, hey, man, nah, this is the wrong line of work?
No, I don't, from all the work, from all the talk I've done with police, people that do these things, this is another thing for the emailers to understand. They don't think like we do. They don't think that there's going to be a gun on the other side of the door. They think that they have a gun, so they're king of the world. It just doesn't work like that.
No, we see it time after time. You know, boy, I'll tell you, one of these days, I'm not going to give away my million-dollar idea, but let's just put it this way. These things need to make national news, not just local blurbs in the paper. Maybe we can start making a difference. We'll be back with A.W.R. Hawkins and everything he wrote. Give voice to all of his columns at Breitbart News right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Dean Adams Concealed Carry Holsters provide maximum concealment for anyone who wants freedom of movement, trigger protection, and quick access. Our comfortable and functional holsters also serve as practical everyday wear for your EDC. Focused on comfort and safety, we have multiple patent-pending designs perfect for today's gun owner. For your concealed carry solutions, check out DeanAdams.com. That's DeanAdams.com. Or find us on Facebook at Dean Adams Official.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a great hour with AWR Hawkins. We're having too much fun, too much fun. You dead fans that are missing it and having to catch it on podcast, well, you know, what can I say? Welcome back to the program. The Crossbreed Holster Studios are lit up and filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and around the world on the internet. Red Nation Rising listeners, love you guys. Thanks for tuning into the program. New listeners out in Raleigh, North Carolina, love you guys. 106.1 FM out there. Great to have you on board, and a number of you in other places around the country. There's too many to mention, but you know who you are. Reno, Nevada, Montana, Missoula, and about three other cities in Montana. Helena, you guys are all tuned into Armed American Radio. Seattle, Portland, Salem, Eugene, Medford, Oregon, California, Northern Cali, Sacramento, parts of San Francisco. You're all tuned in. Loving it. Every second of it. It's great to be here with you. AWR Hawkins, it's fun to have that voice and be able to talk about this week after week and get this word out, isn't it?
Sure is. No doubt. I love all the new channels when you mention them, and I love knowing the program's growing.
It's fun. It's fun to talk in the emails that I get. And by the way, if you want to ask a question for me, and you've got something for Armed for example, AWR Hawkins or any of my guests, just shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I will forward the information on if I can't answer the question myself, and I'll certainly get it to my guest lineup for you, okay? mark@armedamericanradio.org. Love the interaction with you. Okay, AWR, let's go back now. On that same thought process, we know that evil exists. And I don't think people understand how dangerous that evil is because we tend to live in a bubble, right? We do. We live in our own little myopic bubble. It's just us. We, you know, we're worried about us. We're doing our stuff. Everybody's busy. We're going places. We know our routine. We tend not to think that there is some type of psychopath or deviant out there who has thought through the processes and the steps they're going to take to deprive us of our life and may have even been watching us for 2 or 3 days as we go about our routine and not even know it, that these people exist. You know, Bundy, Ted Bundy is a prime example of that. Here was a very engaging guy, educated, had a conversation with people. He's killed dozens of people and then went home and ate dinner after slaughtering people. Why is it so hard for people to understand that evil of that magnitude does exist?
Well, I just think we're sheltered, and that's a, I don't even say that negatively. Of course, there are certain parts of our population that aren't as sheltered. If you live on Chicago's South Side, you're not that sheltered. But I just think it's part of our founders' genius, the government they instituted, the framework they put in place. Americans, by and large, are sheltered, but you know the problem we have, Americans have dumbed themselves down. They don't read. They don't take seriously. They don't understand that, you know, I write on these self-defense stories, as you know as well as anybody. It's not just people breaking in your home. It's people watching you at the gas station, timing it just right so that when you're getting in your car, they can hit you. It's the girl in Louisville, Kentucky in the parking garage. As soon as she turns her back to open her door, a man jumps on her with all of her weight and starts trying to stab her in the neck. These things, I could just give examples and take the rest of our time and never repeat myself. And people who don't understand that these things really happen have only themselves to blame because they could be reading the stories constantly. I think I do. Mark, you might be able to bear me out on this. I think I do at least one self-defense story a day. Some days I do two. And I could do, this is not a lie, I could do on some days 6 or 7, but I just pick the one that I think will resonate the most, and we move on to the other types of stories.
Right.
This is just commonplace, and it's because evil is commonplace.
Yeah, that's it. That's where you nailed it. That's what I'm trying to get across to you, listeners, in all of the fine cities I mentioned and everywhere else that I was unable to, Minnesota, everybody, Kansas, they're the big talker, Wichita. It doesn't matter where you live. It makes no difference if you live in Wichita, if you're listening on the Kenai Peninsula in Anchorage, Alaska, in either of those beautiful places, or if you're listening in Tampa, Florida, Sarasota, Florida, if you're listening in Orlando, Jackson, it makes no difference. Evil can visit you, and when it does, it will be at a time and place of its choosing. You're not going to have a say. So you had better be alert to the fact, and it starts with understanding that evil does in fact exist. Let's go to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. This is an unbelievable story all the way around. And there was a piece out by it was an Oklahoma Daily, I guess a local paper, AWR, that, you know, just were forced to have to admit, okay, that, yeah, this guy had a right to defend himself, and, yeah, he had a right to use the gun that he chose to use, you know, but the article started out attacking the National Rifle Association. The NRA was the first sentence, as if the NRA was somehow on the front lawn of this kid's house.
Right.
Because of the gun that he chose to use quite effectively, I might add,
right,
to shoot the three people who came into his home. Tell us about that story, and I know you know that I think it's one of the grandparents of one of the dead kids dressed in black with brass knuckles and knives is now saying that they did not deserve to die, that AR-15 wasn't a fair fight.
Right. No, that's exactly it. It was March 27th. Three people came in, I believe, a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, 19-year-old. They broke into the home, and the son of the homeowner, the son was 23, he grabbed his AR, took a position in the hall, waited for him to filter through the hall, because they were coming down door to door, opening doors to him. And he took him out. Now, here's the deal. The way the logical mind works, is, thank God for a gun so efficient that a guy outnumbered 3-1 could take out all three attackers. But that's not how the liberal mind works. And it's not how one of the kids' grandfather's mind works. As you say, one of the kids' grandfathers said, well, this was an unfair fight. My grandkid never had a chance. And he said that there should be laws limiting the amount of force you can use when someone comes into your home. I'm sorry about your luck, but it doesn't work that way. If you make a decision, my door is locked. If you make the decision to kick in that door, what's on the other side is what you're getting. And that's just how it works.
AWR, I say often, you've been a party to the show for a while, but if you attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results as a result of your actions by the hands of your intended victim, so be it. This takes us right back to our initial conversation to start this hour in segment one. And that's where there's no sympathy here. I can pray for your soul, okay, as a human being and as a Christian. I can do that as a Catholic. But you got what you got, and you earned what you got. Now, let's think about this. I'll take this to the break with us, and then when we come back, a couple more of your stories for the final segment with you before we go to Dr. John Adine. But I'll leave it with this. A fair fight? So when you break into someone's home, the fight is not supposed to be fair, right, Grandpa? It's not supposed to be fair. That's why the homeowner has the tool. Go ahead.
No, if the fight was fair, you would have respected the lock. See, you've already disrespected the lock, so there's no way the fight's going to be fair. So
it wasn't supposed to be a fight to begin with. Your grandson caused it by his choice, his actions. We'll be back right after this. Remember this. It's not supposed to be a fair fight.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Yeah, a little bit of George Thorogood bringing you back, and the Destroyers. By the way, on the daytime show, I believe it was on Friday, I gave a couple lines. We're talking about the truth, everybody funny, you funny too. And I said, hey, for the first person that sends me an email at mark@armedamericanradio.org with the artist and the song that those two lines came from, I'll be more than happy to send you a signed copy of my book, Lessons from Armed America. And believe it or not, within seconds, I got a few emails telling me that it was from One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer from George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. So you're paying attention. I love that. And both of you, two of them came in that literally at the same second. So both of them are going to get a signed copy of my book, Lessons from Armed America. If you would like signed copies of the remaining books that I have, and these are the ones I have on my person, you can buy them from Amazon, but you won't get them signed from Amazon. I have some in the studio if you'd like to see them, if you'd like to get a pair of them. Lessons from Armed America with Kathy Jackson, forward by Masad Ayoub, and Lessons from Unarmed America with Rob Pincus, forward by the great Ted Nugent, rocker Ted Nugent. All you have to do is shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and several of you have from last week. I appreciate it very much. The few that I have left, I'll be more than happy to get out to you. I think I've only got about 12 left. mark@armedamericanradio.org, that's 12 pairs, by the way. And it saves you about $6 off the shipping. And I'll sign them for you immediately, and they'll go out right from Armed American Radio Studios. So that's kind of cool. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Let me know if you're interested in doing that. And that's exactly how I'll respond back to you with how to purchase those books directly. Okay? Appreciate that very much. Also, check out USCCA at USCCAOnAir.com. The Gun A Day giveaway is in full force for the month of April right now. I do apologize. I am unable to bring up the picture of that, and I don't have the list of guns yet. So you can go there and check it out yourself, see what the Gun A Day giveaway is. All you have to do is activate your membership to the United States Concealed Carry Association by picking one of the three Self-Defense Shield memberships. The great Andy Hoosier on the Big Talker up in Wichita just got his membership kit, sent me a text with the photos of it today. He's thrilled. He's also covered every single time he walks out of his house if he happens to have a firearm. And that's what you need to look into. All right? So USCCAOnAir.com or USCCAOnAAR.com for all that information. AWR Hawkins, let's go back to you, brother. All right. So that was a terrible, terrible situation out in Oklahoma. But you know what? One of the more happier ending stories that I've ever seen. Not because a 16, 17, and 18-year-old were killed, but because two homeowners survived a vicious or what was to be a vicious assault because they had an AR-15 rifle. Now, those guys, they had knives and brass knuckles. They were there to do close-up, personal, cut-up, and beat-down work. That was not going to be a pretty scene if those homeowners had been unarmed, would it?
Right. No, you're right. You know, and they're bigger guys than me. I'm by far not the biggest guy in the room, but I do weigh 266, and I'm 6'1". And if I catch you sleeping and I've got a set of brass knuckles, I doubt you'll ever see daylight again. And the idea that this grandpa would say, because the intruders were only armed with brass knuckles, the AR-15 was an overreach. I mean, are you serious?
It's hard to wrap your head around that, isn't it? That he could even say that.
It's ignorance. I know it comes from, it's emotionally driven. It's logic free. I know that. But don't say it. Don't say it. Just, you know, there are times in this life, it's like when someone's loved one passes or whatever, and you feel like you need to talk. Don't, you know, people know not to talk. You call and you say, I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do? That's it. You don't ramble on. In this situation, when emotion is driving you and you're the grandpa, don't ramble on. Stop and think about it. And think about what even an average-sized man could do to another man who was sleeping if he could walk up on him with a set of brass knuckles. I mean, what he could do to that man would be lethal. And so the argument is stupid.
Well, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Say, whoa, hold on, robbers. Hold on, burglars. Hold on, home invaders. What, do you got knives? All right, look, can I go to the kitchen? I need to go to the kitchen and get a knife. This needs to be a fair fight. I mean, it's ludicrous. It's just, it is patently absurd. Obviously, emotion's driving the man. But there's still, I don't know. I've also seen stories where the grandmother or grandfather has said, hey, he got what he deserved. He should have never done what he did. I've seen it. We've talked about it on this program over the years. All right, so I'm not sure really where that mindset comes from. Let's go to Chicago. You got a piece up on Breitbart. You know, just god-awful stuff going on in Chicago, AWR. It's really depressing to have to talk to you about this stuff every week. So let's go to, you know, what happened? Gun Control Chicago, you wrote about it. What's going on there now?
You got two people killed right in front of their mother, a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old. They'd gone to their mom to the restaurant where she worked to get some food and say hi to her, and that was the end of their life. And, you know, it goes back to what I wrote last year, 4,400 shootings roughly and 800 homicides roughly, and the city's out of control, and so that's what we're dealing with.
Chicago homicides right now, the numbers, and these are coming direct from the Chicago Tribune. Now let me tell you, the numbers that I'm about to read you are light. They have risen since I've been on the air talking with you. 143 homicides January 1 to present. Mind you, it's the beginning of April. The beginning of April. We haven't been through 4 months yet. We've been through 3 months. 143 homicides. Chicago is on par to top right now next year if they keep it up. 786 homicides last year. Now, let's go to the shootings because you mentioned the shootings too. These numbers are important, AWR. 743 shooting victims this year alone in those first 3 months. 4,368 shooting victims last year. The numbers have risen since we've been speaking, AWR Hawkins. It's atrocious.
Right, it is. And the solution is not more gun control. The solution is more armed citizens. And that's what we're pushing for.
Let's have some fun with campus carry. You know, Nathan Deal, we were really hard on him last year, the two of us, when he issued that ridiculous veto of the campus carry law that he actually came out and asked to have put on his desk a week early.
a week earlier than he issued when he issued that ludicrous, crazy veto. Georgia House and Senate have passed it. It's on his desk now. They didn't come. He had to compromise. That's what you got to do in government from time to time. But we got a campus carry bill in Georgia now. What are your thoughts? What do you think Deal's going to do here?
You can't predict him. You can't predict a man who campaigns for something and vetoes it.
Bingo.
But he has no excuses this time. He has no excuses. They took away everything he said he hated. And so he's either going to be honest or he's going to be a coward.
Arkansas House votes to gut the campus carry law following SEC Sunbelt Conference request. AWR Hawkins, we're noticing this in North Carolina. North Carolina in their LGBTQ, whatever the alphabet is, bathroom law, which, quite frankly, I don't know a whole lot about. What I do know is we shouldn't even be wasting our time talking about it on other programs, yet they do. That's why I don't listen to them. That's why we focus on what we focus here. But there's tremendous pressure because of billions of dollars from sports organizations, particularly college, as we all know, in North Carolina. But why do we allow sports organizations to determine our self-defense, rights to self-defense? You wrote about it in that piece from Arkansas. But what's up with that?
Everything's just so politicized. That's it. When the SEC chair, when the SEC commissioner wrote the University of Arkansas or the Arkansas legislature, he hinted that this could affect scheduling. This could affect attendance. In other words, without saying it, he let them know that there might not be as many NCAA-sponsored events in Arkansas if they didn't change this. It's just a mark of how politicized things have become.
All right, and the final one with you before we go to the break, and I'm going to have to cut you loose at the end of this break. I appreciate you staying with me. I'm sorry we have to cut a little bit short with you today, but I got to get Dr. John from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership in quick. But this is funny, and I got to tell you, sometimes it happens, doesn't it? But if there was a suspect charged for carrying a pistol without a permit after the gun fell out of his butt
right
in jail. Got a minute to tell us about this.
I mean, what do you do? You think he's defecating himself, and it's a pistol falling out of his butt. So, yeah, I love that they charged him, though. I love that they charged him for carrying a gun without a permit. Just insult to injury.
Injury. When I saw this, I thought, you know, ouch. That's about all I can say. Good heavens. But he got what he deserved. As we said, you know, sometimes it happens. It just kind of is what it is. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Love it, man. Thank you for everything that you do supporting and fighting for and writing about these incredible topics that America needs to see. And now they can not only read them, but they can hear you bring them to life for us on Armed American Radio. At AWR Hawkins on Twitter, Facebook.com, AWR Hawkins, and Breitbart.com. AWR Hawkins, award-winning journalist. Now you know why. Thank you, AWR. We'll be back with John Adine, Dr. John Adine for DRGO right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American.
And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Check out Gun-Tote Mamas at the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo in Fort Worth. Meet Jennifer Wilhelm, one of the original Gun-Tote Mamas, who will demonstrate our new designs and help you find that perfect concealed carry option. Gun-Tote Mamas, the most respected concealed carry bag in the USA. Endorsed by top women's organizations like the Well-Armed Woman and A Girl and a Gun, we provide the highest quality at affordable prices with superior customer service. April 7th through the 9th in Fort Worth, let Gun-Tote Mamas help you take control in style.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Ooh, I love this rejoiner. It's just the Rolling Stones, and I'm a fanatic. What can I say? A little bit of greatest just riffing from Keith Richards. Love that stuff. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I had Nathan Engelking on the program on the daytime show last week, talking about transition and carry methods. Man, was it fun. We had conversations about all kinds of really cool stuff. I love the way Bobby lets that play out. It's good rock and roll. We're talking about transition and carry methods. If you missed it, it was on the daytime show. It just reminded me of that because we're coming into summertime now. Spring is here. If you live in south of the Mason-Dixon line, it's in the 80s. It is what it is. Your boat's in the water. Okay? Mine is. You carry a gun a different way because of what you wear. So go back and listen to, I believe it was Thursday's show. I'll check it during the break, make sure what it was. I believe it was Thursday's show. An awful lot of fun with Nathan Engelking from Crossbreed Holsters talking about various carry methods. We had a really good time, and I know you'll enjoy it. All right, on the line with me now is a very close friend of mine, personal friend of mine. He's broke bread with me at Armed American Radio Ranch before, Dr. John Adine. And Dr. John Adine is here, representing Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, DRGO, suppressors. Tell us what's happening. John, you write about this stuff a lot, and welcome to the program, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you. But what is DRGO concerned about suppressors for?
Well, first of all, I didn't write this one. We actually had four ear, nose, and throat surgeons write this, including Timothy Wheeler, who founded Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. But what we're talking about is it's a position paper in favor of firearm suppressors to prevent hearing loss. Now, there are bills in front of Congress right now, H.R. 367 and S-59, called the Hearing Protection Act of 2017. And what this act is designed to do is to take suppressors off the National Firearms Act restricted list, where you have to pay a $200 tax and wait like 9 months to a year to get one. And it would make it so that suppressors are treated like a firearm. So you just fill out the 4473 form and do your background check and walk out the door with it. But the issue really is that firearms cause noise-induced hearing loss. And the problem is that most of this type of hearing loss is permanent. And so if you look at the CDC, they say about 15% of adults or nearly 38 million Americans have hearing problems. And it's actually the most prevalent service-connected disability among veterans. And over 100 million Americans who own guns are at risk for gunshot-induced noise-induced hearing loss. And even bystanders are affected by this. The thing is, the muzzle blast from a firearm can be somewhere around 170 to 180 decibels. And permanent hearing loss happens somewhere around 140. Regular earmuffs and earplugs only attenuate about 20 to 30 decibels, which still makes it in the dangerous range, or at least borderline dangerous. Also, there is a blast wave in addition to the noise that actually pushes up against your eardrum and causes, and it's 1,000 times stronger than the noise itself. So the only thing that really is effective to prevent hearing loss is a suppressor, which attenuates that blast wave and decreases the force on the inner ear. The vibration caused by that noise actually damages the neural hair cells inside the cochlea of the ear, and the body's not able to repair that if you get severe damage. The other thing that's important is that lesser noise over time, like a cumulative thing. So if you're in a place where, say, there's machines running in the background and they're running at, say, 100 decibels or 90 decibels, over time, that can cause permanent hearing loss as well.
Dr. John, let me stop you there for a second, because this is great information people have. But I got to throw this out here, because somebody out there right now, maybe it's somebody in Raleigh, 106.1 that's tuned in. Maybe it is. Maybe it's somebody there saying, you know, suppressors are dangerous. You know, I saw it in the movies, and it just reduces the sound of the gunshot. I mean, we don't need that. That's all we need, is somebody being able to shoot silently. John, can you please clarify this for us, please?
Sure. You know, with a suppressor on a handgun, you're probably going to get about 120 decibel noise level.
So we're still going to hear the gunshot report, correct?
Yeah, a jackhammer is 110. So think about how loud a jackhammer is, okay? It's probably like somebody beeping their horn when you're standing right next to the car. You're not going to mistake that for something other than what it is.
Well, wait a minute. What about the movies that show me millions and millions of people, not just me, that a suppressed firearm or a silenced firearm, because they call them silencers. They're not silencers. They're suppressors. They suppress the sound. They don't silence the sound. Words mean things, folks. They mean things. Okay, this is how we take the language back from the left, who has owned it when it comes to firearms for years. It's a different rabbit hole. I'm going to have to go keep myself. Stay focused, John. But here's the thing. Here's where I'm going with that. What about those in the movies that, I mean, we all see in the movies, silencers make my gun go.
Yeah, that's the Foley artist, by the way. That's actually put in after the movie has been filmed. They actually have a soundtrack. And so this is all just Hollywood magic. Okay, it's what they want you to think. And, you know, basically it's brainwashing. You know, they're brainwashing you to think that a silencer actually causes silence. If you've ever stood next to a firearm when a suppressor on it goes off, it's still loud.
You'll still jump. If you walk into a range and you have your back turned, you know, the first time, it doesn't matter how experienced of a shooter you are. When you walk into a range, that first gunshot goes off and you'll flinch. It doesn't matter who you are. You'll flinch. You'll hear it. The same thing will happen if it's a suppressed firearm.
Yeah. I mean, most ranges are 160 decibels or greater. So if you're in an indoor range and some guy's lighting off a 357 in the stall next to you, not only do you hear it, but you feel it. How many of us have experienced that? That blast wave is what causes the hearing damage, even with earmuffs and plugs, combination of both. It doesn't make a difference, because you're only getting a 30 decibel attenuation from that. You know, and then also they're thinking, you know, well, the criminals are going to have these silencers, you know, and so they're going to be able to go out there and commit crime. Well, a suppressor, you and I both know, doubles the size of a firearm.
Of course, John. Can you effectively holster a Glock 17? And we've got just about 60 seconds, so I'm going to go quick. But it's not practical to holster a Glock 17 with a 5-inch suppressor on it, is it?
John.
No, not at all. You're not going to be able to hide it. And that's the.
But wait a minute. What about the people that pull them out of thin air in the movies? I mean, believe me, these are the same sound effects that when you even hold a gun or pick it up, it makes all these really cool clicking sounds, right? That doesn't right. happen when you really pick up a gun. John, you got 20 seconds. Tell me where people need to go to get it. Where? What do they
this
need to see and where can they get it?
DRGO.us, DRGO.us. If you go there, you'll see the link to get to the position paper. And what we need to do is we need to take this and download it and then send it to your congressman, send it to your senator, say, hey, we want this passed.
Absolutely. Amazing work as always, Dr. John Adean. Thank you, my friend. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the U.S. Concealed Carry Expo this weekend in Fort Worth. I'll be down there, and I know you're going to be driving up from beautiful San Antonio. Looking forward to seeing you. Follow that up with at the NRA convention a couple weeks after that. Dr. John Adean, Doctors for Responsible Gun Owners, DRGO.us. Do yourself a favor. Go see the incredible work that DRGO is doing on your behalf as a gun owner. Believe me. They're working for you. It's not everything that comes out of the JAMA and the American whatever. Believe me, there's plenty of doctors out there that are fighting for your rights. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Attorney John Freeman coming up next. We're going to talk self-defense law.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.